Hey gang, Coach Bruce Babichan here, aka your corner man, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Each week my podcast takes a deep dive into what it truly takes to get the most out of yourself and those you lead in business, sports, and life. The show is real, it's raw, it's intense, very informative, and sometimes really emotional, but I promise in every episode there is something that each one of you can take and immediately put to work that can have a positive impact on you or your program. Now sit back and enjoy this week's show.
Hello, gang. Welcome to the show. Coach Bruce Babichan here, aka your corner man, and as always, delighted and excited that you've decided to join me for today's episode. And today's episode is a pretty interesting one. It's about taking care of yourself first, and we're going to jump right into that. Now, if this is the first time you're hearing the show, and if you're on any of the platforms, Apple, Stitcher, or Google, or whatever it is, please, and you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star rating. That'll drive us up in the rankings, and more people get access to the show. You know, we've, over the past year or two, we've, you know, sort of refined the show down to two basic elements. One, interviews, and then this season we focused on just these short, 10-15 minute conversations for leaders to think about for themselves, and little tips and little experiences that I've had that I wanted to share with each one of you that can help you in an individual way be a better coach and a better leader and have a more successful, fulfilling career in the role of leader. So, we really appreciate it. Leave us those rankings and that'll drive us up. And of course, more people get access. And today's show is about taking care of yourself first. And, you know, one of the things that is really interesting about being a coach is that it demands so much of your time and energy. I think, you know, there's a joke amongst coaches. It's the lowest paying job. I mean, if they paid us by the hour, coaches, we making, a ton of money. The truth is coaching, by and large, unless you're at a major college platform for some sports, generally speaking, or a professional platform, 99% of coaching is a calling. It's a passion. It's something you do because you love the kids. You love the experience. You love the interaction. You're living with high purpose. You're contributing to society. You're doing, there's so many great things about coaching, but it also demands just a tremendous amount of time and energy from you. And it takes from you. And there's no doubt about it. You know, you worry about all your kids. You worry about every game or every event. You worry about the team. You worry about them individually. You worry about your assistant coaches. You have all the other administrative issues to worry about. I mean, people really, don't know the burdens of a coach unless they walk in your shoes a lot of times. And so it's easy sometimes to have to sacrifice something. And usually we sacrifice ourselves because that's the nature of what we do. And I want to encourage you not to do that. I want to, for a couple reasons. There's a number of reasons. First thing is, you cannot be your very best. You cannot be, working at the height if you are not taking care of your body, not eating right, not exercising on a regular basis. If you are neglecting yourself, there's a obvious impact, and then there's a subtle impact. The subtle impact, and one that, sometimes we don't think about, but when we're a coach, right, there are little eyes upon you, watching all you say and do, right? When you're a coach, your athletes are looking at you all the time, and they are seeing the way that you conduct your life, the way that you navigate through the world, and the way that you deal with the stresses in life and the stresses in coaching. And they watch and they learn and they pick that up. And, if they see that you are neglecting yourself, that has an impact. It's important that you understand that this is recognized by your athletes. This is recognized by your people. And secondly, you can't be as effective. I'm gonna divert here for about 2 seconds into a very difficult conversation. But, and I don't want anybody to get upset. But I remember there was a local coach, football coach. It doesn't matter where college or high school, but the coach was a very overweight coach. Great guy, very good mind, struggled a little bit, but was very overweight and had a real difficult time, you know, navigating the field, had a real difficult time physically being on the sidelines. And despite the fact that he was a great coach, and despite the fact that he was a good mind, and despite the fact that he had a good rapport, there was something lost there between he and his athletes. And it had come out later that, you know, some of the athletes felt differently about him in a sense, because he had lost control of himself physically. And I don't want to be critical of something like that, but I want to bring it to your attention. I want to bring it to your attention, the fact that it illustrates a point that one of the things is, if you're going to command other people, you're going to be in other control of other people, how can you possibly do that if you're not in control of yourself? How can you possibly lead other people if you can't lead yourself? There's one thing is to be neglectful, and it goes beyond a certain point. So the fact right there is that, you know, you must be making an effort on a daily basis to try and treat yourself properly, because you know, your athletes will see this. Your athletes will also model this. Your assistants will see this. Your assistants will model this. And you will get the attention and respect of your athletes more if you are in control of yourself than if you're not. And control yourself in every way. That means physically, emotionally, and mentally. And so, you know, you do need to be eating properly so that you are feeding your machine and you can stay sharp and you can work long, tough hours. And you do need to be exercising on a regular basis so that you can maintain the energy that's required for you to produce the way that you need to produce. Look, if you want this job, you know, one of the requirements is that you have to be able to sustain the job. You have to be able to do the job. To be able to do the job, you have to work hard. You have to take some time and energy and effort and put it towards yourself, because you need to be able to sustain through the long season and through the tough hours and the late nights. And so you need to be able to do that. You know, taking time out to exercise 2, 3, 4, 5 times a week is great. And if you don't do that, I can assure you of a number of things. One is, you're going to burn out really quick. You know, one of the things that exercising is, you know, exercising to me is a panacea. It gives me so much peace of mind. It gives me energy. It allows me to sleep at night. It does all kinds, besides the obvious benefits that when you run or you exercise, you lift weights. So I run 3 times a week. And I lift weights 4 times a week. Now, so I'm not saying I'm in there for, you know, 2 hours at a pop, but let me tell you what my routine is so you get an idea what I do. So once a week, I get on the treadmill and I run for 30 minutes. Now I have, there's a new, I love this Aerodyne, this Schwinn Aerodyne bike. So I do that. I love that thing. It's like a torture machine, but I love it. I ride that for 30 minutes. And then 2 other times a week, I will get on the Schwinn Aerodyne and go 10 minutes for hard. 10 minutes hard, that's it. So I run 30 minutes one day, and then 2 other times I go 10 minutes really hard, equivalent to running a hard mile, you know, for me. That's it for my running. I don't like to run. I hate running. I've never enjoyed it, but I do that. And then the other times I lift, and I lift my major body parts, my chest, my back, my legs. I lift each of them once a week, and I try and lift with them relatively heavy for my age. I'm almost 60. I'm 59 or 58. I'll be 59 October. I lift relatively heavy, sets of, 6 to 7 sets of about 10 to 12 reps. And that's it. You know, I don't spend hours in there. I'm in there for maybe 30 minutes, 40 minutes lifting weights. I'm in there sometimes 10 minutes or 30 minutes on the bike, and that's it. I get in, I get out, I cut the time aside, and I do that for myself. I feel better about myself, but I have the energy, I have the focus. It allows me to sleep at night. It models well for my athletes. They see me in there. They see my assistant coaches. They see me in there, and they take it up, and all my assistants, by the way, work out. So that's what I do, but you don't need to do that. I mean, you know, it can be as simple as getting out and walking 4 times a week and doing calisthenics 3 times a week. It can be anything, but doing nothing is bad. Doing nothing communicates a lot of things negative, and your athletes see that. And secondly, it's not good for your health. It's not good for you. And you know this is not good for your health. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, but it does affect your ability to lead. It does affect your ability to coach. It does affect your ability to coach hard and long into the evening when you have to do this. Coaching, you know, requires a great deal of emotional commitment. And the better fit you are, the better coach you're going to be, the more energy you're going to have sustained. So that's what I do. But whatever it is that you need to do, you need to take care of yourself first. You know, you need to take care of yourself first. You need to put your priorities first. And you also need to put your family priorities first, if that's the case as well. Oftentimes, you know, coaches, we get totally absorbed in our work. Everything else becomes secondary. And over time, if you do that for too long, you'll burn out. So you have to have balance in your life. You have to have emotional balance. You have to have physical balance. You have to have proper time for family and friends and relaxation and for joy in your own life. At the same time, that allows you to come back in and jump in fully and dedicate yourself to the task of coaching. All coaches, you know, hear the stories of the coaches who just, you know, they're 24 hours, 7 days a week. You know, they're in the office late. They're into the field house early. They're in the gym early. That's great. And those are legendary, but it's very hard to sustain that. It's not a super joyful life. You want to have balance in your life. And I don't mean, look, during the time you need to focus, you need to be 100% focused. Okay. But you know, everybody needs a break every once in a while. You need to be able to work that in. And we'll get into another discussion about that type of balance later. But the truth is that for you to sustain over the long haul, for you to be able to be as effective coach as you want to be over the long haul, it requires that you give yourself attention first and that you take care of yourself first so that you have the energy and the ability to do that. And so many coaches, you know, some coaches are from that culture where if you do take time away from, you know, you're cheating your job, you're cheating your profession. I don't agree with that. I agree that you got to go hard. There's very few people that are productive 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just doesn't work. So look, take time for yourself. Put yourself in there. There's always time in a day for you to get up and run 30 minutes. There's always time in a day for you to lift weights for a few minutes. Just reprioritize your time. Find the time. You'll have two things. You'll feel better about yourself. You'll have more energy. You'll have more focus. You'll be sleeping better. Your anxieties will be lower. You'll be a better coach. You'll be more prepared and more ready to coach. And your athletes will see that and model that, and it'll be better for everyone all around. So anyway, the tip of the day, right? Take care of yourself first if you want to take care of other people and be productive over the long haul. This is Coach Bruce Babichan, a.k.a. Your Corner Man. Again, I want to thank you for joining me today. As always, if you're listening on Apple or Google or Stitcher, any of those platforms, leave us a 5-star ranking. That'll continually drive us up. We really do appreciate you listening in, and I will hear you and see you next time.